Edios Perik Aleph Mishnah Ches 1:8. Again, a totally new topic, unrelated to the previous. Here we're talking about the way one treats truma karshinin. That's a type of crop called vetch in English. The reason why it's here again is because Shammai disagrees with Beis Shammai, which is interesting. The backstory here of this particular Mishnah is that when it comes to truma, that's the portion of produce that one separates for the Kohen, it's the first separation, he should get only 2% of it. The pasuk says, "Vani hine nasati lacha es mishmeres trumosai." I charge you with guarding my truma. So the understanding that the guardianship that we have to do is to ensure to guard the truma from being like wasted. Like think of what happens in Eretz Yisrael, like in the Shemitah year, you can't let waste it. You have to keep it, and also it can't become tummy. Now, the truma is really the focal point of our Mishnah here. Tuma in general, when it comes to truma produce, it's especially hypersensitive to tuma because it can become what's called a shlishi, a third degree tummy. It's too much to explain in this Mishnah's whole topic. That's the gist of it. And the important point to know is that Chazal made a din derabanan that stam yadayim, hands that haven't been washed, are considered to be shniyim. They're second degree tuma sources, which means that if one's going to handle truma, he must first wash his hands. Even if he's tahor, meaning even if you just came back from the mikvah, before you touch truma, you got to wash your hands. A vestige of that halacha is our washing of the hands before we eat bread. That's where that comes from, essentially. But in any case, the deal is, even if you're tahor totally, meaning you still need to wash your hands before touching truma. Now, truma applies only to produce that's cultivated for human consumption. If you're, cultivating produce, to make, let's say, linen for fabric or fodder for animals, there's no truma status to it, and there's no need to keep anything tahor. The question of our Mishnah is, what about creation. Karshinin are vetch in English, like poor man's peas. They're basically edible, but no one wants to eat them. But in times of famine, people will eat the vetch, okay? They'll eat the karshinin. So since that's the case, the rabbi said, since normally people cultivate the karshinin for the sake of animal fodder, and therefore there's no obligation of truma, but sometimes people actually eat them, in which case there would be an obligation to separate truma, so they put in some strictures. So what strictures are in place? So the Mishnah says, karshine truma, when it comes to truma, karshine that you've separated out, v'shamay omrim, shorin v'shafin b'tahara. V'shamay hold whether you're soaking it, to sort of soften it to make it edible, and it could be you're going to eat them, although presumably you're soaking to feed them to your animals. Vishafin. So the Bartolin shafin here is like to use as an exfoliant. To shafin means rub. So the Bartolin learns it's rubbing against your skin to scrape off your, like to get dead skin off, which they did in the good old days. Others learn for the record that shafin means you're sort of rubbing the beans of the karshin themselves to get the, like the pods and whatever dirt off it. In any case, that has to be done b'tahara, says Beis Shammai. Both of those have to be done b'tahara, meaning you wash your hands first. U'ma'achilin b'tumah. But if you're actually feeding the produce to an animal, you do not need to wash your hands first. The idea being, when you're doing shorin or shafin, people don't know that maybe this is still going to be consumed by the person, and therefore he has to keep it b'tahara. But when it comes to feeding the animals, clearly you're feeding to animals, therefore it becomes exempt, therefore don't need to be tahara anymore. Beis Hill omrim, shorin b'tahara, v'shafin u'ma'achilin b'tumah. Beis Hill hold, no, if you're going to do the shriya, the soaking of it, that's when you need to make sure that you have clean hands, you've washed your hands. The reason why is because for tuma to be conveyed to any foodstuff prior to the source of tuma touching the foodstuff or the truma, it has to be that the foodstuff got wet. Okay, that's called hechsher. A little more involved in that, but the point is that's the simple version of it. So the point is that Beis Hillel here hold, listen, if you're wetting the truma by putting it, soaking it, and making it tummy simultaneously with hands that have been washed, that's like too much. If in one act you're both making it huchsher, ready to become tummy, and also touching it with unwashed hands, that's like too much. Don't do that, says Beis Hillel. But shafin, to just rub it on your skin when it's dry, or if you're giving it to your animal to eat, then that can be done b'tuma, no problem. Shammai omer ye achlu tsarid. Shammai is essentially even more strict. He says, even when you're feeding it to your animals, besides when you're all the way above, we said before, even if feeding it to animals, you have to make sure that you're feeding to animals when it's dry. So it shouldn't look like your hands, which haven't been washed, are making it tummy now. Okay? And there's actually a fourth shita, the most lenient of all, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol ma'aseim betumah. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't know what the whole big deal is here, forget it. Vetch karshinin are for animals, and there's no reason to have any restrictions. If you're not separating truma for human consumption, forget it. You can even do shriya, even soak it, without washing your hands first. Halacha, of course, goes like Beis Hillel, and that being the case, the basic din is, that the Rambam codifies it, is that you can do whatever you want with your karshinin in terms of, you know, that would be truma, yeah, without washing your hands first, except for shriya. If you're actually soaking it and simultaneously making it wet, at that point you should wash your hands first so that it doesn't look like you're potentially, you know, that's the threshold that they won't allow, because you're doing it at the exact same time, making it tumah susceptible and also conveying tumah to it that you may not do.